Bhagavad Gita 12.12, Krishna is speaking here that Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasaj, jnanat dhyanam vishishyate, dhyanat karma falatyagas, tyagat chantiranantaram. So Krishna is talking from 12.8 to 12.12 about different levels at which bhakti can be practiced. And this gives the fifth level. First, he talks about being internally absorbed. Second, that is 12.8. 12.9 is striving for inner connection with him. Third is dedicating one's work to him. That's 10th. 11th is that at least removing the external, removing obsession with the external. That is also one level at which Krishna recommends working. Now, going beyond that, in this verse, Krishna talks about working at the level of devotion. Shreyo hi jnanam. Krishna talks about another level over here. This verse is actually quite complex in terms of the kind of analysis that different acharyas have given. And it may seem to confuse or even invert some conceptions of hierarchy that we might be having. But if we see overall in context, we can understand this. So firstly, what exactly is Krishna saying over here? He is stating that Shreyo, it is better, O Arjuna, that one chooses to work for him. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasad, jnanat dhyanam vishishyate. Now, let's look at the literal meanings of the words and then we'll see what is happening. Shreya is better. Better than jnana is abhyasa. Better than knowledge is application, is practice. Jnana dhyanam vishishyate. Rather than practice, knowledge is important. Better than knowledge, meditation is important. And dhyanat karma falatyagas. By meditation, one can be detached from work. And tyagas shantiranantaram. So normally we say that practice is better than precept. But Krishna is saying apparently over here, jnanam abhyasa. Actually, knowledge is better than practice. And then meditation is better than knowledge. That's understandable. We could say that, you know, don't just speak about God. Actually be devoted to God. Think about God constantly. But then dhyanat karma falatyagas. By meditation, there will be detachment from the fruits of work. Well, fruits, detachment from fruits of work is considered quite preliminary in the spiritual path, especially in the devotional path. And why is it that talked about higher? And then tyagat chantiranantaram. By tyaga, you will get peace. Now, if you look at the context, Arjuna is aghast at the prospect of a fratricidal war. And he wants to avoid that war. Or at least he wants to avoid the fratricide that is coming with the war. And one way he feels is he can have peace is by avoiding war. So Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita to tell Arjuna that actually just by avoiding war he will not get peace. Because what causes the loss of peace, what causes violence is the disharmonious emotions within the heart. The lust, anger, greed. These are the cause of conflict. These are the cause of violence. And unless that inner cause of violence is addressed, whatever one does externally will not make much difference. We need to address that inner cause. So, tyagat chantiranantaram. The shanti. So Arjuna, if you want peace, this theme of peace was talked about repeatedly in the, say, second chapter when 2.70 2.70 when he talks about sa shanti maapnoti na kama kami and sa shanti madhigachyati, or in 5.29 also sa shanti mrichyati, and now here also in 12.12 that theme is coming. Arjuna, if you want peace, what you need to do, you know, it is renunciation which brings peace. Tyaga shanti ranantaram anantaram. So anantaram means thereafter. So like say if we are agitated about getting a particular food item, you know, whether there will be some particular dessert after in a particular meal, and if we are worried whether the dessert will be there or not, as long as we are infatuated with that idea of the dessert, we will be agitated. And once we recognize that, oh, okay, this dessert doesn't matter, forget it, then we will become peaceful. So what we need is that commitment to the internal, that determination to fix ourselves in the internal, in the that, okay, this doesn't matter. So once that renunciation comes, the detachment comes, that rather tyaga means the decision to not be obsessed with it, the decision to give it up comes, then that will lead to shanti. Anantaram, that will lead to unending peace. And that is indeed our aspiration. Tyaga shantiranantaram. So Krishna speaks here that Arjuna, if you want peace, you need tyaga. And let's look with this light of the context of the Gita, of Arjuna's, that the Arjuna's seeking for peace and Krishna's stating that peace will not come in the way you are expecting, Arjuna. Peace will come in some other way. So with this understanding, let us look at the Gita now and see what exactly it is stating. It is stating here that Arjuna, Shreyo hi Jnanam Abhyasaj. So overall, everybody is engaged in Abhyasa. In Vedic culture, everybody in the culture that was in practice over there, almost everybody was involved in some kind of dharmic activity. It was piety, it was not spirituality. But everybody was engaged in some pious activity. But piety alone is not enough. One has to have knowledge. Krishna has talked about this in the fourth chapter, 33rd verse, when he says, Shreyan dravimaya adyagya jnana yagya parantapa sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. So it is not just that doing dharma is enough. One has to have knowledge. So if we consider abhyasa as general religious piety, as compared to that, spiritual knowledge is higher. And spiritual knowledge may be intellectual, but dhyanam, jnana dhyanam vishishyate. That means actually if one is meditating on spiritual reality, that is much better. So one may have knowledge, but knowledge of the spiritual, but one may still be attracted to the material. One may still be meditating on the material, but if one is having knowledge of the spiritual and one is also meditating on the spiritual, then that is much better. Vishishyate. Then dhyanat karma falatyagas. By dhyana, what happens? When one is attracted to spiritual reality, when one is absorbed in spiritual reality, then the natural consequence of that is karma falatyagas. One gives up one's obsession with work, with the fruits of work in this world. And in that way, one becomes, one can actually become detached, one can be peaceful. So it is by inner meditation on Krishna, by inner absorption in Krishna, dhyana. Dhyana is associated with dhyana yoga. Meditation is associated with the process of dhyana yoga. But even in dhyana yoga, there are multiple levels. And Krishna has talked about how in 6.47 that the highest level is The yogis who meditate on Yoginam Sarvesha Madgati Nantaratma Shraddhavan Bhajate Yomam Samaya Yuktatamo Mataha. So that dhyana, if one is there, then param drishtva nivartate, by that higher taste, one will give up the lower taste. So karma falatyagas. So if the agitation is caused, will we win, will we lose? If that win-loss mentality is primarily the motivation for the practice of bhakti, then for one's practice, not of necessarily of bhakti, of one's whatever level of dharma, piety one is practicing, if the profit gain mentality is the primary motive, then there will be agitation. There will be elation when there is profit, when there is devastation, when there is loss. But if one is focused on the higher reality, one is focused on Krishna, then that will naturally lead to detachment. And then that will lead to peace, that will lead to serenity. So here Krishna talks about, we could say, multiple levels of practice, whether it is just externally doing pious activity, better than that is intellectually knowing about spiritual reality, better than that is becoming absorbed in spiritual reality, and by that absorption, renunciation from external results is natural, and then that will bring peace. Thank you.